Welcome everyone to How Winners Win. I am Daniel Blue. As always, I am joined by my co-host, Keita Spears, aka Hi Key.
What up, winners?
Winners, we got a fucking winner for you guys. And I'm not just saying that to say it. This guy is probably the biggest Tom Brady fan I know. He is the OG of podcasting. I know you guys know his name, John Lee Dumas, JLD. JLD, I got to give you a proper intro for the few people that don't know you. JLD is the host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, an award-winning podcast where he interviews the world's most successful entrepreneurs. Some of his guests include Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, Gary Vee, and thousands more.
Daniel Blue.
You know, I was going to put that name before Tony Robbins, but I was like, you know, Tony's been at it just a little bit longer.
Our producer came in and, with some edits.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So guys, you know, JLD's been in the game for shit since 2012. He's had over, you know, 100 million listens to date. His show is amazing. Go check it out. But Keita and I, we don't have that much time with JLD. He's got martinis to drink on the beach and White Claws to drink on the beach. He lives in Puerto Rico. So he told us, he's like, yo, I got to go drink some daiquiris in 15 minutes. You boys only have 14 minutes and go. So let's get right to it. Guys, listeners, one thing about JLD I thought was really cool when I got to hang out with him in Orlando, he's got a background in the Army. So number one, thank you for your service, brother. But two, what's the craziest shit you saw when you were in the Army?
We call them ghost tanks. And I was a tank commander of four tanks, 16 men. And we'd roll up on the Iraqi guard. And they'd have a few tanks and they're called T-72s. And the 72 stands for 1972. So I'm not going to say it was a fair fight, but we took them out from afar. And they would just be tanks rolling through and then slowly stop rolling. And you go up to them, you lift up the tank lid and you look in and there's nobody in there because it's a ghost tank. Because when that round goes through the tank, it doesn't explode. It just punches a hole in one side and out the other side. And then the vacuum sucks everything that's not bolted down out of that fist-sized hole. So what you would think when you look in the actual tank after you take it out is an empty tank is actually where three or four humans used to be.
God damn.
You expecting an answer?
Yeah, I feel like we could do a whole podcast on that.
Ghost tanks goes to YouTube.
Keita, you go next, brother.
All right, I got a good one. Yeah, because I want to know about Fire Nation, you know, because this is a strong user base that you've got, you know, dedicated entrepreneurs, 1.4 million a month. Listen, so what are some lessons or takeaways for building such a massive community like Entrepreneurs on Fire?
I think transparency is one of the keyest things you can do as a leader, as somebody that's building a community is you need to be open, you need to be honest, but most importantly, you need to be transparent. You need to show the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty, the successes, the failures. And that's one thing I think that we've done better than most is for 101 months now, we've published a monthly income report where we share every dollar we made, how we made it, every dollar we spent, what we spent it on, every success that we've had so they can be emulated, every failure that we've had so they can be avoided. We bring our lawyer on to share a legal tip. We bring our accountant on to share a tax tip. So we make it very legit all the way through. And we've done it every single month again for 101 months. And that kind of transparency just brings trust, brings belief in what Kate and I have been building now for almost a decade. And it just allows people to just to be all in, to be on board and say, you know what, if John's saying it, if Kate's saying it, if it's, you know, published here in the income report, it's real. And it's something that I can give, I can try, something that I can work on, something that I can, you know, try and make part of my business.
Wow. Yeah. And guys, JLD, what he just described didn't just happen overnight. Like the dude's been at it since 2012, right? So I know 2012, you didn't blow up. 2013, nope. You probably didn't blow up, right? Nope. So let that be a lesson to you guys. You know, it's it takes some time. But I also know there's probably been some fuel, some things that have driven you along the way. And I'm going to bring up your buddy, Tom Brady.
GOAT.
Yeah, if you guys have not watched Tom's Man in the Arena show on like ESPN, Hulu, it's fucking amazing. And one thing they talks about is just using, and all the greats do it, you know, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, they use criticism, they use what other people have said, they bring it up at just random times. Like, you know, they're having a train at 5 a.m., but they don't want to go, but they just remember what, you know, their high school coach said one day, and they're just like, man, fuck that guy, and they just keep going, right? So along the way for you, JLD, what were some criticisms? What were some things that were thrown your way that occasionally you kind of remember to, you know, maybe take it up a notch?
So just to set the record straight, I am born and raised in Maine, which is part of New England. I've been a Tom Brady fan since he was a chubby sixth round pick from Michigan, back up to Drew. I've been a fan of this guy. So I've seen him when he was not good, when he was good, when he was really good, now all the way through till obviously when he is officially the GOAT. And so it was a great 21 years having him on the Patriots. And I was still rooting for him on the Buccaneers, by the way. And just, you know, greatness loves greatness. So I would say, looking back, you know, on my journey and saying, you know, like, what were some of the really pivotal and key turning points? Is one of them was absolutely that I was this three sport varsity athlete, and I was starting point guard for my basketball team my sophomore year, my junior year, going into my senior year. It was going to be our best year, you know, by a long shot. And I went down with an injury. I was not going to be able to play because of some tendonitis I had on both knees. So I shifted to the swim team, which of course I made fun of as a basketball varsity player. But now all of a sudden I'm on the swim team wearing a Speedo, just doing laps in a pool, but I'm trying to make the best of it because I'm trying to rehab and, you know, just kind of forget about the fact that I was missing my entire senior basketball season. And I ended up being terrible when I started, but then winning the states by the time the season was over, because I was just outworking everybody, just every day getting there, putting in another rep, another added effort, working on a flip turn, working on techniques. And honestly, like, that, you know, season's come and gone, but I've implemented that type of mentality in everything that I've done, because I came into swimming my senior year. I had not swum a lap in a pool in probably a decade. And by the end of that year, I won the states in 50 yard freestyle, which is the most competitive of the strokes. And so when it came to my time in the Army, my time at law school, my time in corporate finance, my time in commercial real estate, then eventually my time launching Entrepreneurs on Fire, I just took that mentality and I just put in the reps. I was just willing to show up earlier, to leave later, and not do it forever, by the way, because Entrepreneurs on Fire now, I work 5 days a month. But I was working 7 days a week to start, to put in the reps, to get better, to make sure that I achieved the type of greatness that I was looking for day one.
Love that answer. Kind of leads me to my next one, which is, you know, success. You know, a lot of people would look at you as a successful person. How do you define success, and do you feel like you are successful?
So I'll answer the second part of your question first. Absolutely, I feel like I'm successful. Because my definition of success is waking up in the morning, looking at your calendar, and only seeing things that you truly want to do on that calendar. It is the freedom to choose your activities in life. And I did not have that when I launched Entrepreneurs on Fire. I had to do a lot of things I didn't want to do, but it all allowed me to get to a place years and years and years later into the business where now I only say yes to things I want to do. And I say no to everything that I don't want to do. Like, to me, that is success, because now I am truly running the business that I want to run, doing the interviews I want to do, traveling to the conference I want to travel to, having the free time I want to have the free time for health, for wellness, for family, for whatever else that might be. So that is my definition of success, is the complete freedom of choice.
And I love that answer. I've never heard that described that way, no. Right? You hear about, like, success is doing what I want to do when I want to do it, or time freedom or financial freedom. But waking up in the morning, looking at your calendar.
And every single thing is something that you want
to
do.
Bro, that means a lot to us too, because, you know, you obviously probably get a lot of different opportunities to jump on podcasts. And, you know, you're here with us today, so that we do not take that for granted. We appreciate that. And I know the winners listening to this podcast are loving it too. What about this, JLD? If you had a video that you knew that was going to go viral, like billions of people were going to see this video, and you only had 15, 20 seconds to say something in that video, and you knew it was going to go viral, what would that message be?
The message would honestly be stolen from Albert Einstein. I would say, Albert Einstein changed my life when I read his words. try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. Because when I read those words, everything shifted in my mind. I stopped chasing success and I just said, what can I do to become a person of value? What would it look like to be a person of value in this world? And that was the thing that sparked the launch of Entrepreneurs on Fire and led to all of my success.
Wow.
Woo. Well, we can
mic drop on that.
We can definitely end this on a great note. We definitely want to be respectful of your time as well, JLD. So guys, go check out JLD's podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire. He's dropping episodes all the time and there's just a ton. Speaking of value, there's a ton of value. I learned a lot from that that podcast. I know Keita as well. So go check out his podcast. Give him some love. Also go pick up his book. His book is really good as well. Is that your first book or you've written a few now, haven't you?
It's my first traditionally published book. I do have 4 journals I've written over the years, but this is the first, The Common Path to Uncommon Success.
Woo, go pick up that book, winners. JLD, thank you so much for jumping on the show, How Winners Win. You definitely are the epitome of a winner. And do you think, I guess last question, is Brady coming back? He retired, but is he coming back?
Pulling a Gronk?
No. Nope, he's not coming back. He is focusing on his next most exciting part of life, which are NFTs.
Okay, when are you getting Brady on your show?
I'll reach out to the GOAT when the time is right.
NFT I love project it. Coming soon.
All right, JLD, have a great day. Winners, you know what to do. Give us a like and subscribe to the show. Go follow JLD as well, and we will talk to you soon.
Peace.
Adios, guys.